And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 4th of March, 2014. It's the anniversary of the admission of Vermont to the Union in 1791. It was the 14th state to join. Vermont, which for its first 200 years voted Republican in every single presidential election except 1964, when it voted for Lyndon Johnson. But since 1992, it's voted Democratic in every presidential election. It competes with New Hampshire for being the least religious state in the Union. Only half of Vermonters say they believe in God, compared with about 70% of the rest of the country. It's the birthday of the novelist Thomas Stribling, born Clifton, Tennessee, 1881. He started out writing pulp fiction for magazines, detective stories, science fiction. Loved Venezuela. He wrote three novels set there in the 20s, and then won the Pulitzer Prize with his novel The Store, a satire of the Jim Crow South. Thomas Stribling was a contemporary of Faulkner and Hemingway, and his books sold better than theirs. Between the end of World War I and the beginning of World War II, Thomas Stribling was America's best-selling author. 1797, on this day, John Adams was inaugurated second president of the United States, succeeding George Washington, beating out his rival Thomas Jefferson. The ceremony took place on a sunny day, Philadelphia, Congress Hall. Adams, dressed in a gray suit, a short, frumpy man, Jefferson, tall and elegant, in a long blue frock coat, Washington, dressed in black velvet. Franklin D. Roosevelt inaugurated on this day, 1933, in the midst of the Depression. Most Americans didn't know how crippled he was from polio, and he tried to keep it a secret. So in order for him to ascend the steps to the podium to take the oath of office, he went up a series of ramps that were hidden behind barriers, walked the last few yards leaning on the arm of his son James, and made it look easy, even though it took great strength. His inaugural address included the famous phrase, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Billy Collins, entitled Searching. I recall someone once admitting that all he remembered of Anna Karenina was something about a picnic basket. And now, after consuming a book devoted to the subject of Barcelona, its people, its history, its complex architecture, all I remember is the mention of an albino gorilla, the inhabitant of a park where the citadel of the Bourbons once stood. The sheer paleness of her looms over all the notable names and dates as the evening strollers stop before her and point to show their children. These locals called her Snowflake, and here she has been mentioned again in print, in the hope of keeping her pallid flame alive and helping her, despite her name, to endure in this poem where she has found another cage. Oh, Snowflake, I had no interest in the capital of Catalonia, its people, its history, its complex architecture. No, you were the reason I kept my light on late into the night, turning all those pages, searching for you everywhere. Searching, a poem by Billy Collins from his collection Aimless Love, published by Random House, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.